Well, June is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. Bowel cancer is one of the most common cancers and one of the leading causes of cancer-related deaths in Tasmania. Joining me now for a chat is Gail Ward, who is the State Director of Population Screening and Cancer Prevention, a unit of the Tasmanian Health Service. Good morning to you, Gail. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Good morning, Cameron. Thank you for having me.
No problems at all. Now, I've just mentioned that bowel cancer is one of the most common cancers. What are some of the statistics that back that up?
Absolutely. So, in Tasmania for 2017, the year that is the most recent complete data that we have, 428 Tasmanians were diagnosed with bowel cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, and that is a significant number. And 152 Tasmanians died from bowel cancer. Interestingly, it is worth noting that in both the incidence and also the cancer-related deaths, there's about a 10% differential between males and females, which is there were more males diagnosed with bowel cancer than females, and more males died from bowel cancer.
Would that be to do with diet, do you think, that there's just the amount of people that are contracting bowel cancer?
I think, like with most things, it's multifactorial. Certainly diet is a contributing factor. But you know, I couldn't put my finger on one specific reason. All lifestyle factors can contribute to the development of bowel cancer.
And is there a specific age group that is affected more than others?
Yeah, so international data shows that bowel cancer is significantly more likely to occur in the 50 to 75 year age cohort. So from the age of 50, your risk of developing bowel cancer significantly increases. And often there are no early warning signs, which is why we've implemented the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program, so that we can identify these signs of any bowel changes early, and we can either prevent bowel cancer from developing or detect it in its earliest stages when it's most treatable.
Yeah, which is good. What are some of the symptoms that we should be alerted to?
Yeah, so there are many things at any age that we need to be mindful of that may indicate the presence of a developing abnormality. So persistent diarrhea, for example, or persistent constipation. Seeing blood in the toilet or on the toilet paper after a bowel motion. Ongoing persistent pain or bloating in your abdomen. And persistently feeling tired or losing weight for no reason. So any of these symptoms, it's worth consulting your doctor so they can do a proper check to find out what's going on.
Okay, so when should we start thinking about having a bowel cancer screening test, and how often do you suggest we have one?
Yes, so the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program we'll start sending you invitations to do your bowel screening kit from the age of 50. So somewhere around your 50th birthday, you will receive a present in the mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
that's a kit, that's a bowel screening kit from the Commonwealth Government with instructions as to what you need to do to test for the presence of bowel cancer or pre-malignant changes.
Okay, so it will give us all the information in your kit about how we can organise a test, etc.
Absolutely, yes.
Excellent. Now, about the screening process, the Tasmanian branch of the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program. Tell us a little bit more about how the program does indeed operate. What's involved?
Okay, so the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program is the screening component is organised by the Commonwealth Government. They contract with a pathology provider to send out kits to Australians on the Medicare register as they turn 50, and then every 2 years thereafter. Once a participant in the bowel screening program has a positive screening test, then the Tasmanian Bowel Cancer Prevention Program nurses will follow up those people to ensure that they progress to having a timely investigation of the positive screening test. So, if anybody has any questions about bowel screening, they can contact the Tasmanian Bowel Cancer Prevention Program on 6165 4017.
Okay, and in the meantime, how can we enable ourselves to prevent us from developing bowel cancer in the future?
Yeah, a really good question, Cameron. So it is important that we eat well and that we continue to be active, maintaining a healthy body weight, and aim for 30 to 60 minutes of moderate physical activity each day. Try and eat food that has a reasonable amount of fibre in it. And also limit your intake of red and processed meats. And, of course, limit alcohol intake. Quit smoking and do your free bowel screening test every 2 years from the age of 50.
Great. Excellent. Well, just before we wrap up the interview, if people want to go online to research about bowel cancer and the symptoms, etc., is there a good website you can recommend?
Sure. I'd encourage people to have a look on the Tasmanian Health Service website, so www.health.tas.gov.au/cancer-screening, all one word.
Excellent. Gail Ward, thank you for your time today.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cameron.
No worries at all. There we go. That is Gail Ward joining us this morning, who is the State Director of Population Screening and Cancer Prevention, a unit of the Tasmanian Health Service.